confident enough to control myself with you, so I don't think that's a smart idea.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Theory, so let's get started. Then fuck self-control.
Don't tempt me. If we were alone... go. I'll get you before the party so we can go together.
Dejected but still realistic enough to hold yourself back, you leave Megan's room.
I guess we're back to jerking off. Or I could go see Stepmother and get that amazing noon blowjob.
Realizing that's not a bad idea, you head to Elizabeth's room.
Elizabeth! Are you ready to suck my dick? Ah! Well, that's not what he expected. Shit!
What did you just say?
This just got bad. I said, check out my fleek!
You said suck my dick.
No, I...
Megan, calm down. You heard him wrong.
What's going on?
What's this, a party?
He wants Elizabeth to suck his dick. What?
I didn't say that.
You're all too loud.
Why did you want to see him anyway? And why were you waiting for him like that?
You know what? Everyone out.
No!
Megan, I'm your... And you'll listen to me, or I swear to God, you're staying home tonight.
Megan grunts in protest, but leaves anyway.
Hmm?
So you're just gonna...
Leave. Now. Just like you. I have to talk to him.
Bitch.
Wasn't that interesting?
And you.
Me? Why does she look mad? Isn't she dying to suck my cock?
You think you're off the hook? I was going to take the blame for what happened last night. But seeing you acting like this... It's unacceptable.
I don't get it. What did I do?
You don't get it. I thought I could help you with your thoughts, but I think we'll have to go see a therapist. And I'll face the consequences for my actions.
What's going on?
Get ready. We're leaving in 5.
I ain't going to a therapist. Hey. What's 0 divided by 1?
As the time freezes, you use that window to bolt out of the house.
Not gonna lie, that was a bust. I can't wait to move out. Or I could make the rest of them move out? Maybe that's taking it too far. But I could maybe get them to go somewhere for a while, like a spa or something. Huh, that's not a bad idea. That way me and Megan can finally get some alone time. But where can I get the money for that?
Adamant in your intentions, you spend the rest of the day hatching up a plan.
I can't hear you. Well, that was interesting. I have to get rid of Stepmother and Jess. A free spa day should get them out of the house. I'll handle it on the way home from class. But first I have to talk to Megan in the morning. She's in the kitchen, right?
Approaching Megan, you make sure to notify her of your presence.
Hey!
Hey, making breakfast?
Yeah, want some?
Coffee, too?
Ready in a minute.
Taking a seat, you wait for Megan to serve you breakfast. Joyly walking towards you.
Here you go.
Thanks, Meg.
Slipping your hand around Megan's waist, you bring her closer. and peck her chest as you let go, as if it's the most normal thing ever. Naturally, she flinches from the sudden contact, but doesn't get angry.
What was that?
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. He's pretty casual about it.
As you eat your food in silence, Megan sits across you. And after a while...
So... What are your plans for the party?
To take you there.
What about Zoe?
Oh yeah, I invited her too.
You don't plan on ditching her, right?
That'd be messed up.
We can all go together.
But
what?
I wanted to spend more time with you.
So you're not angry with me?
Why would I be angry?
For taking advantage of you.
When did you do that?
Well, yesterday? I don't know why tequila makes me so crazy.
Don't worry, you didn't take advantage of me. At least, I don't see it like that. Honestly, I feel like it was me who took advantage of you.
You? Oh, because I was a little drunk?
Yeah, but seeing how you're acting, guess I was wrong. A little drunk?
If you didn't know, why did you do that earlier?
Do what?
With a finger placed on the spot you kissed a moment ago, she shows you exactly what she meant.
You mean, kiss your chest?
Slightly blushing, she nods.
She rarely acts shy, but it's damn cute when she does. I just couldn't resist.
I'm glad his confidence is still present. Done with breakfast?
Yeah.
Let's go then, or we'll be late.
Suddenly coming up in front of you.
Are you sure you don't regret it?
Some things I do, but that is definitely not one of them. I'm sure.
This feels weird, but it's better than him ending up with Zoe. I'm glad. But you better control yourself. Or else we'll get caught for real.
Oh?
You peck her once again.
Noted.
Megan goes to wash the dishes while you get ready and wait for her in the hallway. Finally, the two of you head to college.
So, what do we tell Zoe?
What's there to say?
That we're going together?
I already texted her this morning.
Already? You work fast.
You doubt me?
Did she seem mad?
Why do you care?
She's a really jealous person. Jealous of your best friend?
Of course I'm not. Am I really that transparent?
It's okay. How about you and I spend the afternoon alone, and I'll give you a reason to not be jealous.
Ahem. If you don't stop flirting, someone might notice. God, he's 100 times sexier when he acts like this.
Walking inside, you're soon greeted by Zoe.
Hi, guys.
Oh.
Hey, hey. Hey.
Hello, pretty lady.
What's up?
Lord, you can't say that. Be thrown out of there now. What do you mean? Sexual harassment! Get this man out of here, this horrible, degenerate, misogynistic man! She's more than just a pretty lady, you horrible, horrible man!
Huh?
Nothing, really. Me and Megan were just discussing the party.
Guys, let's go in. Class is about to start.
You go ahead, Meg. Can I talk to you real quick?
What about?
Just something.
Why can't I know?
Can't you take a hint? It's just something,
do you know?
Grim. Oh. They just said grim, but they said do you know. How about we talk after class? Miss Nicole's been on my ass.
Miss Nicole's been what?
Snapping your head to the sound of a familiar voice, you notice Nicole standing behind you.
Lord, that woman's about to whoop my ass.
Oh, nothing. Yeah, we were just heading in. Yeah. Good luck.
Silently, the girls scurry inside. And as you are about to do the same...
Hey, you. We need to talk.
Uh-oh. What else is new? Let's keep it short, or people might ask questions. Megan and her endless questioning, for example. Don't worry about what happened. I'm gonna keep quiet and it'll never happen again.
Oh? That went better than I expected.
I beat you to it, didn't I?
You sure did. Guess I was panicking for nothing.
Sorry about that.
All's good. You made my day, so I just might not be on your ass today.
Yep, she heard me.
After you.
The two of you walk inside and Nicole starts the class.
Oh no, I believe 100% she's a hard ass when it comes to being a teacher.
After a while, it's over and you're back in the hallway.
Any idea what you'll wear?
I got a few outfits in mind.
Need help picking?
Some help would be nice, but... I'd love it, but I have plans.
Plans?
Yeah.
What about you?
Obviously, she's building something, you know, construction plans. She's fitting to build the Death Star, that's what it is. I promised Elizabeth I'd clean the house today. So count me out.
Aw, so we won't see each other before the party?
Don't worry, we'll just party harder when we get there. Put Andrew W.K. on.
Before you leave, Megan and Zoe go talk between themselves, and soon after, Megan comes out alone.
In the end, I didn't talk to Zoe. You could at least try hiding your satisfaction, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What did you talk about, anyway?
Oh, girl stuff.
Okay. Anyway, I have to stop by somewhere, so go on without me.
Where to?
It's a surprise.
Tell me.
Nope, you'll just have to wait.
Fine, but hurry up.
Megan heads first while you make your way to Mickey at the store.
Hey, man. Mickey. You still got the same sprite from Lost Theory Season 1. That's my name, don't wear it out. How you doing? Same old, same old. You? Good, good. Grim, stop prolonging this. Just do it. What can I do for you? Sorry for this. What? Do you know what 0 divided by 1?
Mickey's face stays frozen in a hilarious expression, and you can't help but laugh.
Of all the times to sneeze.
You try taking a picture to commemorate this comedy gold, as pointless as taking a picture might be.
Huh? Why won't the phone turn on? Because you stop time. All right. Of course it won't, since time is frozen.
You quickly take all the money from the cash register, which turns out to be quite difficult with the time being frozen.
I'm really sorry, Mickey.
Bolting out, money in hand and guilt heavily present. After running to an ATM, you deposit the money into your bank account. Almost sprinting home, you use the money to buy spa vouchers and print them out.
Everything's going smoothly for now. Jess is already downstairs. Let's go, let's get stepmother and give them the good news.
Leaving your room, you head to Elizabeth's.
Elizabeth, whatever.
After a brief moment of silence...
Huh?
Yeah, it's me.
I came. Come in.
Actually, can you come downstairs? I need to talk to you and Jess. There's that D again.
Why won't he come in? He doesn't plan on telling Jessica what happened, right?
Seconds later, the door opens.
What's it about, dear?
I said it before and I'll say it again. Look at those. I got you and Jess something.
What's that?
Come down and you'll see.
Not providing any more explanation, you head downstairs. Making your way downstairs, you hear sounds from the TV playing.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, you're home. Where were you?
Damn.
Megan came home before you.
I've been places. I've been everywhere, man. Anyway, got you something.
Yeah? What?
Let's wait for stepmother. It's for her, too.
As you finish the sentence, Elizabeth appears behind you.
So, what's this present about?
Present?
First things first. Sit down.
Elizabeth does as you say and sits down next to Jessica.
I got you both a spa voucher.
Spa?
Jessica's excitement is apparent immediately.
Yeah, it's usable only today.
What brought this on?
I wanted to do something nice. And I want you to leave so I can finally fuck Megan.
Is he doing this because of what he did yesterday?
God, he's lost it. It's obviously because of what happened yesterday. Still, yay, free spa day.
Here you go. Check it out if you don't believe me.
You place the spa vouchers on the table in front of them. Almost instantly, Jessica takes it.
Whole day pass?
This must have cost a lot.
I can't see the price.
Don't worry about the money.
What?
Take it. Go relax. You both deserve it.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Jessica bolts upstairs, instantly going to get ready for her spa day.
This old chair may have had it.
However, Elizabeth stays behind, still unsure if she should accept your present.
What's wrong? Don't you want to relax at the spa?
It's not that. I feel bad accepting this gift.
If you're connecting this with what happened yesterday, don't. It has nothing to do with it.
You sure?
Positive. But if there's another reason why you don't want to go, like Jess...
Oh, it's nothing like that. After all, it's a big spa.
Jessica comes back down, fully ready for her spa day.
Yeah, boy, she's really going to have fun with that, isn't she, folks?
Are we going or what?
Calm down. I'll go get ready and we can leave in about 5 minutes.
She smiles at you before heading upstairs to get ready.
Hurry!
Yeah.
Not long after, both of them are ready to go.
We're off.
To see the wizard? Have fun.
You and Megan watch the house, okay?
Will do.
Don't set it on fire. I don't want my spa day cut short.
Well, try not to.
I'm serious.
God, just go already.
Glancing at you one last time, the girls leave. The moment the door closes, you head upstairs, feeling satisfied with your planning.
Yeah?
It's me.
Almost instantly, the door opens.
You took longer than I thought.
Trust me, it was worth it.
Where did you go?
Oh, to the store.
You didn't go meet Zoe?
Your jealousy is something I'll never get used to.
Who said I was jealous?
Oh.
Closing the distance, you cradle Megan's face, leaning and pecking her lips right after.
There you go.
Is he crazy?
Finally clearing her head, Megan pushes you off.
Hey, everyone's home.
With a proud smile.
I took care of it.
You took care of it?
Still filled with pride, you just nod.
Care to explain?
But instead of an explanation, another idea pops into your head.
Follow me.
Grasping Megan's hand, you pull her on a tour. Grasping Megan's hand, you pull her on a tour.
Yeah, we missed that button.
Checking the upstairs, then coming downstairs and showing her around.
You were serious.
Surprise!
How did you do it?
True magician never shares his secrets.
Then I'll just add, what a nice surprise. Also, I believe I owe you something.
Showing you exactly what she means, Megan comes closer, her lips hovering over yours, the feeling of your breaths colliding already sending your mind into a haze.
You do?
Enjoying the kiss, you grab her and pull her in closer. Megan's arms go behind your neck, pushing her lips harder against yours.
I can't believe we're doing this. His lips feel so good.
Almost falling over thanks to your lips staying locked throughout, the two of you move onto the couch.
Air.
Her lips are again invaded by yours, not giving her much time for the air she asked for. Still, she gladly accepts your passes, returning the kiss right away.
Finally, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
As Megan gently pushes you back, a flirty smirk rests on her face.
I wonder.
Without finishing the sentence, Megan goes down on her knees.
Let me just...
Already showing you her intentions, she slides your pants off. The sudden action causes your cock to spring out.
Whoa! Can't get over the fact of how big he is.
Megan grasps your dick, stroking it gently.
It's even bigger than my dildo.
Dildo?
The one you got me yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Is it to your satisfaction?
It barely makes it. But from the looks of it, yours might just do it.
Megan, captivated, continues stroking your hard cock.
Okay. I'm gonna end it here. Trying to get through these pretty quickly. Keep in mind, we'll really rev this stuff up next week. Because hopefully I'll have the game I'm trying to get finished done by then. It shouldn't take that much longer. And I'll be going to bed at a decent hour. You know, I went to bed at 6 last night. So I'm kind of exhausted. Just a little bit. Kind of tired. So, yeah, guys, I'm going to go ahead and cut it right here, and we'll see you guys next time where we go ahead and finish this whole thing, because I know you want to see this Megan scene, but we want to bring it to you in one video, and you'll see that next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lusteri. So, stay tuned, guys. I'm out.